Brendan Van Nistelrooy from the newsroom is with us. Graham Beasley from the Sportsweek website is online.
We need to talk.
We have issues, ladies and gentlemen. Graham, good morning again.
Good morning, how are we?
We're going to kick it off with this NFL story that Throng busted this morning. I'm going to talk to Jeff Latch from TVNZ tomorrow. Brenton, NFL, it's going to be live on TVNZ. It's going to be on their Freeview pop-up channel and also on demand. So they've managed to capture, this is going to be this season. It's going to be underway very, very shortly.
Okay.
So once again, more sport is going to be provided free to air. So whatever Coliseum have done by starting with the Premier League, it's starting to now inch back. We're starting to go retro here, aren't we?
I've got to try and tune my brain to remember that free to air has sport because I'm so not used to it.
Yes.
I'm not even used to there being football on Channel
Sorry,
One yet.
Every
I'm
Sunday,
not used
yeah,
to it yet.
There's a game.
Because I'm so tuned now. Most of my life has been all sports on pay TV. Even when I go to Australia, it freaks me out because I was over there last year, I think it was, and the Masters was on and there was a couple of other big events on. The NRL was on, the AFL was on. I didn't know what had what. It was so difficult trying to work out. And I think in the end it was Channel 7 had the Masters or something like that.
Yeah, and Channel 9's the free-to-air with the rugby league.
And then Channel 7's got a bit of the AFL. Fox has a bit of the AFL. So it's really difficult to work out who's got what. I do like the fact that pretty much all our sport is with our pay TV operator, like it or hate it. But yeah, now I've got to try and tune my brain to what it was like when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's going retro, Graham, because the golf is now being provided on free, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, no, the golf's on through Coliseum, isn't it?
Yes, but it's on a free Freeview pop-up channel.
Oh, is it on that as well?
Yeah, so there you go.
Point, doesn't it, that it's hard to know what's on where. And you're right, I forget that there is the Premier League match every week on free-to-air, but yeah, you sort of think it's a while since TVNZ have covered a lot of sport, isn't it? But
well, it's years. It's because when they first lost, I think it was the cricket, Brenton, wasn't it? It was the first one that went, and the rugby, was it the cricket or the rugby?
And I would have said the cricket
and the
first,
rugby
yeah.
About the same time,
yeah. But look, they also have, with the Premier League, they have that highlight show on a Wednesday night. I don't know why they used to have it on Monday, it's now on a Wednesday. But every week there is a game, and their HD is better. If you watch HD on TV One or you watch the Premier League, it's better than watching it is on your iPad or whatever the hell it is.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Just another thing taken away from Sky, isn't it?
Well, this is the thing. If you start breaking up the American sport, you see, Graham, you've got the baseball and the NFL, all these sports, anyone who's followed them, the ice hockey's the same, but people follow them on the internet. It's how they do it, don't they? They buy that package normally.
Yeah, and it's also a sport that's at an all-time high in this country.
Well, so it should be. Jared Hayne.
Exactly.
I tell you what, I he might have fumbled, but I thought he looked like a real one, Graham. Did you see him?
Yeah, I did. The fumble start, and when that happened...
It's a killer, wasn't it?
That happened, but yeah, for him to come back after that start, yeah, it was a good performance.
Brenton, it is just quite amazing. I was the biggest skeptic of all of this. I just thought he had no chance ever of being able to convert his talent in that short a space of time. I thought maybe next year.
Yeah, what was it? 31 days since
it was
he put pads
wasn't it?
On
yeah.
And he played in the NFL season opener for the Niners. That is pretty impressive just
well,
in itself. That tells you everything
mate.
You need to know. Yeah, and to come back as well, like Graham said, from that, very difficult to do. It was funny how Twitter in particular just turned on him after everyone being saying how just of a great Jared Hayne was. I know I tweeted crashed and burned, and I know a lot of other people did as well. It was amazing. Twitter was at its best, but for him to come back, obviously with Reggie Bush going down with an injury that gave him a few touches in the running game and caught a pass as well and took him out of the punt return game. Yeah, very impressive, and I think, you know, he's going to get a few more opportunities, I think, as the season goes
on. He's done what he set out to do, which was he's played NFL, if nothing else. If he goes back to the NRL, he's actually done it. He's played NFL.
We need to talk.
All right, Graham, second topic, Champions League. Explain to me why Man City can't play Champions League.
Did you say Arsenal?
I was going to add Arsenal to it as well, but Arsenal have actually had a good track record over years. Man City haven't.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? It was a tough draw to get Juventus, but still, it was at home, and Manchester City, runaway leaders in the Premier League, you wouldn't have seen that coming.
Mate, they hadn't conceded a goal in the Premier League. They were 1-0 up. They had an absolute God-given chance to Raheem Sterling to make it 2-0. But the thing with look, there is a difference in playing Champions League. I keep saying this to people. It is a different kind of football, Brenton. You've actually got to play it with more patience. You've just got to, it's got to be more tactical in terms of your awareness and what you are trying to achieve. You might not necessarily try and win a game.
Mm.
You're trying to get a goal or an away goal or keep a clean sheet.
And talking about broadcasting as well, really enjoying the new Sky package that they're getting with the Champions League rather than that ESPN rubbish that we had for so long. And they were talking exactly about that, about how the Manchester City squad, while it's got some great players, a lot of them lack Champions League experience, have done nothing in the Champions League, and they don't really have those players who have experienced a lot of success in the Champions League, whereas like a Juventus obviously have you know, yeah, finalists last year, of course, a lot of those players knew exactly what was needed. And Patrice Evra talked about that as well in the post-match. He was saying how, yeah, we benefit from having so much more experience, whereas you could sort of tell playing out there that a lot of the Manchester City guys didn't. It's a completely different competition, and Arsenal don't seem to realise that, because Arsene Wenger played second-string side. He rested his goalkeeper. Why do you rest a goalkeeper for the premier competition in football?
I don't look at what Arsene Wenger is.
You rested your goalkeeper.
He's been your manager for 20 years. You've got faith in Arsene.
Well, that's the thing. Because he actually has done wonderful things for the club, I almost think he can't be sacked. But surely, surely he must know that it's getting time to leave, because he is so out of touch. So, surely the senior players went, what are you doing? Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, and they lost the side that hadn't won in the Champions League since 1999.
Oh, Dinamo Zagreb, my favourites for the
team,
title.
Mate. Yeah, they are. Honestly,
very good
yeah.
side.
Next to PSV.
Apparently Messi and Ronaldo wanted to join them this year, and they said, no, we're not interested.
Speaking of coaches, Graham.
We need to talk.
Well, Jim Doyle came on and emphatically stated that Andrew McFadden is going to be the Warriors coach.
Yeah, it's starting to sound a little bit like when owners of English football clubs talk about having full confidence.
Why? No, you see, that's the thing. I mean, see, Hayden's nodding his head. He's saying, no, that's not the case. This guy speaks the truth, Graham.
Yeah. So where did that rumour come from then?
Out of Australia.
Okay, so you think it's just someone looking for a bit of a grab?
Made it up. I can't see that people make it up. I just don't. I don't see people going on these programs, Brenton, just thinking, I've got nothing to say tonight, so I'm going to invent a story that Richie McCaw's playing for the Warriors next year. Well, I mean, why would you do that?
And also, you got to remember that show goes to Australia, so it's not exactly who they don't care if Stephen Kearney is going to be becoming the Warriors coach. It's not really a big story over there. So you would have think he must have some justification for saying that on NRL 360
last night. Well, somebody
said
something to him.
And there are rumours that we have heard talk that Stephen Kearney has been offered something by the Warriors. If it's not the head coaching job, what is it? Has he been offered a director of coaching job or something like that to be involved with the club?
Did he not say, can we get that quote? I asked Jim Doyle this as to whether he'd spoken to Stephen Kearney, and he said no, didn't
he? Exactly right. I know. That's the thing.
We'll play that for you in a second. Graham, where do these stories come from? People like you make them up on your website.
just to get a bit of traction. Well, the guy did specifically say that he'd been speaking to a couple of people during the day. And Britton's right in that it's not about the Warriors, it's about Kearney leaving the Broncos. So I just don't see why he would have put that out there if he didn't have something to go on.
Exactly. At the same time, how many times can he say no, and how many times can he keep saying no?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard for him, because either he's just got to keep on denying it, and people will start to say, oh, the more he denies it, the more it's true. Or he makes no comment, and well, that's just going to fuel it.
The producer hasn't even looked for the quote yet, Brendan. So, I mean, I presume it's in the news, isn't it? So.
Oh, it'll be in the news. Absolutely. LTL, Marty.
Ah, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Look, I appreciated him coming on. I mean, he speaks very candidly, Jim Doyle.
He's an impressive character, Jim Doyle. I think at the time, Elliot and I said it when the news was first announced in the newsroom, this could be the best signing the Warriors have ever made. Yeah. He was very impressive with the NZRL. Very impressive when he had his time at the NRL as well. And from what I have heard from him, I've always taken him on face value, a very believable guy.
Yes.
And I would be very surprised if he's lied.
All right, one final question for you two both.
We need to talk.
Not very often that we have North London versus North London. Who's going to be top dog this year, Graham? See, the hesitation's too much, Brenton, isn't it? The hesitation's just way too much. You can't come back from that, Graham. You've lost already.
I've answered the question by not answering it.
Oh, don't be so defeatist. This is what you've got for Todd.
Kind of psyching myself into saying this is going to be our year after 19 years or however long it is that we've finished below Arsenal.
How many years?
It's 19, is it? Well, Brendan will know.
I think it's about that.
No!
Yeah, St. Totteringham Day or whatever. They go on about it.
Oh, you're joking me.
The day, and it's normally about the first week in May when Arsenal are mathematically guaranteed on And do they go on and on about it?
Well, I don't, because it's just not a... It's not a thing anymore. Like,
oh, that's so nasty.
It's hardly even a rivalry.
Oh, that's nasty, isn't it? That's just...
Every year. Oh, it's just another St. Pockeringham day.
St. Yeah. Oh.